Dear brethren in Christ, God bless you. Wherever you might be on earth, serving the Lord, sharing God's precious word with the flock, we look again back to a weekend of very special blessings. And a brother from Denmark called me asking, Brother Frank, was the Lord really in your midst? And it touched my heart for somebody to ask so directly, was the Lord really in your midst during the meetings? And this is actually what counts. It's not what we can say or what we can do, but what the Lord does according to his promised word for our day. And we shared a little from Ezra, from Nehemiah, when God's people returned from the captivity and rebuilt the house of the Lord. What they experienced was just wonderful. They wept, they shouted, they praised God. And beloved, I was reminded on what God is doing right now, restoring, bringing us back from all captivities, back to the foundation, to be built again on that original foundation laid by the apostles and prophets. And the ministry of our brother Branham was not just to be admired. The picture with the pillar of fire was not just to be hung at the wall somewhere. But as the Holy Scripture says in Nehemiah chapter 9, about the pillar of fire leading the children of Israel, showing them the way. Nehemiah chapter 9, especially verse 19 and 20. Yet in thy mindful mercies forsookest them not in the wilderness. The pillar of cloud departed not from them by day to lead them, to lead them in the way. This is so important. We speak about that great, great experience of the appearing of the pillar of fire. And then we continue in our own ways. The moment Brother Branham began his ministry, after having a direct commission and being sent with the message that should forerun the second coming of Christ, the Lord personally appeared in the pillar of fire to show him the way and in turn for him to show us the way. The way back to the Word, back to the teachings, back to the apostolic practice, back to the foundation, back to where things were at the beginning. It's not enough, and I repeat, for the pillar of fire to be in Washington, D.C., in the Hall of Art. And I, Brother Frank, had that picture in December 69 in Washington, D.C., in the Hall of Art, in these my hands, I held it in my hands. But brothers and sisters, I also published it in many of our brochures and circular letters. But beloved, since this weekend, it spoke to me in a very special way that the Lord of glory looked not only down, but came down to be with us. How many times did Brother Branham say, now I see the light over this person or that person. And then he says, it's the same pillar of fire that led the children of Israel. So we understand from the scriptures that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, there are many things which need to be corrected. And let me just make this statement, beloved brothers and sisters in Christ. I believe with all my heart in the divine call and ministry of William Branham. I believe that he was that promised prophet of Malachi chapter 4. I believe the Lord confirmed his ministry in Matthew 17:11, and in Mark chapter 9, and in the different scriptures where the Lord spoke about the subject, saying, truly, Elijah shall first come and restore all things. So we understand it's the message of restoration. As the children of Israel were brought back, and the temple was restored, was rebuilt, and the glory of God came down, as at the first time. Beloved, on the day of Pentecost, when the New Testament church was born, beloved, heaven opened, and the Holy Ghost came down, and the first sermon was accompanied by the power of the Holy Spirit. And then we understand 3,000 people gave their life to the Lord and were baptized according to the scripture. Beloved, we expect the same Holy Spirit to come down. The restoration is not only a word. It has to be connected to reality. It was also mentioned in one of the sermons that whatever God speaks, whatever God says, happens. When God says, let there be light, there has to be light. There's just no way around it. And every promise God made will move right into fulfillment, right into reality. So we now live very shortly before the return of Christ. And beloved, we have to understand this is God's time for God's people to unite under Christ the head. This is God's time for all brothers to stop with their special doctrines and revelations, and come back to the Word of God and believe according to the Scripture. No one should teach anything unless he can teach it from this Word of God. As I said many times, if there is no promise in God's Word for anything, there cannot be any fulfillment. God only does what he promised in his word. So we understand God has sent Brother Branham with a special commission, a special purpose connected to the plan of salvation, to call the bride out. And that's what it is all about in the end time message, to prepare a people for the coming of the Lord. Beloved, many things would need to be said. I would just wish you now God's blessings. May the dear Lord be with you. We had brothers and sisters here from all over Europe, even from other countries, like from the Iran, and then from different nations. Beloved, God does great things in our time, and I believe we're not only at the end time, but we're arriving near to the end of the end time. May God be with you and bless you. And if we can be of any service to you, please let us know. Pray for me, and I shall pray especially for all ministering brethren to share the true word of God with the congregations all over the earth. The Lord bless you and be with you. In Jesus' holy name, amen.